today on the TMZ Podcast.
Welcome to the TMZ Podcast. Harvey Levin here.
And Jason.
So Kanye West had a predilection for doing a certain thing when he was with Adidas. It had nothing to do with making shoes. It had to do with showing other people who worked at Adidas, and especially in the Yeezy division, nude pictures of his ex-wife, wife at the time, Kim Kardashian. And it became enough of a thing that apparently, at least according to Rolling Stone that broke this story, it became enough of a thing that some of the staff members sent an open letter to the execs at Adidas saying, why are you tolerating this behavior?
It's it went on for a period of time. It wasn't just a single incident. It happened multiple times, ultimately, as you said, resulting in staffers sending to Adidas, the honchos there, this open letter complaining about Kanye's conduct. Apparently, he would go into meetings with his cell phone and show it to somebody and say, my wife just sent me this, and show explicit photos of his wife. We have to assume that she was not aware of the fact that she was being flaunted to everybody in the room.
One would think.
One would think. But regardless of, I guess, that's a separate issue. I shouldn't say regardless. The staffers were made to feel very uncomfortable because of it. And this plays into, we also heard stories that Kanye, we saw the video of Kanye showing porn to executives, claiming that he wanted to make them feel as uncomfortable as he did in these meetings. Very odd thing. He's admitted in the past to having a porn addiction. It's hard to know that if showing these photos of his wife to other people is related to that. But of all the things that
I think that's a separate issue.
You think it's a separate issue?
Oh, totally a separate issue. It has nothing to do with his consumption.
Yes.
It has to do with the consumption of others. And that doesn't align with a porn addiction.
I agree with you. It does. You know, Kanye has shocked us with his antics in the past over the last number of years. This is as shocking as anything I've heard come out of him. And that's saying something, because there's been some wild stuff that Kanye's engaged in. This idea that he was showing photographs, intimate photographs of his wife to staffers at Adidas, to me is as remarkable as anything I've ever heard. And it goes to, it's interesting to talk about mental health when it comes to Kanye, because he's looked to forgive his antics based on his mental health. And I'm not doing that at all. But I think it speaks to a huge mental health issue that this guy has, that he's doing this.
I think everything that goes along with Kanye speaks to that.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's unique. I will tell you, I think this is, and we're talking about this in the context of Kanye West. I don't know how much of a unicorn this is. I know there is a story, and I'm not going to be specific in terms of names because it's not something that we've done or would put in the website without really checking this. But I can tell you that there is a famous person who supposedly did the same thing with her husband, and actually ex-husband. In the workplace. And actually, my understanding is even got disciplined for that. But I think with social media right now, the way it is, and, you know, the fact, you know, I don't know. I think the fact that nude pictures are not what they used to be, just the way we talk about sex tapes. And by the way, I am not justifying this. I think it's abhorrent to do something like this. Abhorrent. But it's interesting that because sex tapes have become so common, and, you know, whether people distribute them or not, a lot of people make them. And nudity isn't the same as it was, you know, 20 or 30 years ago. And it may be why people are doing this, because I don't think Kanye's alone in this. I really don't think he's alone in this. And, you know, I think it's a huge invasion of privacy for anyone, you know, but especially if people have done it themselves and then somebody says, oh, well, they've done a sex tape, so I can show them this and that. No, they do it. If they do it, generally they do it in private. Now, you know, Kim is a little different because that wasn't done. Well, you know, it gets complicated.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, Kim has posed before, but that's her choice. And it's not, you know, it's not for Kanye to say, oh, I'm going to show this, and especially if it's way more graphic than anything Kim has ever put out there on her own.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you to a point. Certainly nudity is much more ubiquitous than it ever was, and it's not as stigmatized, right? People, we're a very sex-positive culture, more so than we ever have been in the past, and if somebody wants to...
And by the way, this is not a justification for it. It's just an explanation, the fact that I don't think, you know, we're talking about this like it's this one-off shocking thing, and it's wrong. But I don't think it's a one-off.
I have to tell you, I mean, I can only speak to my own personal experience. I don't know the story you're talking about and the individuals that you're talking about as another example. I don't know that I've ever seen or heard of anybody exploiting their wife in this way or their husband in this way. Doesn't mean it doesn't happen. You have a story that it happened.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about this one story. I'm saying I think generally people...
Yes.
Especially young people.
And they also take pictures. Everybody's taking pictures of themselves. You have the cell phones.
Exactly.
There. And I'm very aware of people showing girlfriends or one night stands and photos that they've taken of them, hopefully.
Which, by the way, really wrong.
And showing them really wrong also. But the idea of exploiting your significant other in this way to employees who may or may not later run.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's so awful in so many different ways. And I know you're not justifying it at all, but I do think this is a difference in kind. And we don't know what was in the photos, right? Were they...
They said they were explicit.
Were they photoshoot shots, in which case it's one level of depravity. Are they intimate bedroom shots? That's a totally different level.
You know... It's just wrong to do.
Yeah.
It's wrong to do without somebody's permission that way.
Yeah.
But I don't think culturally it's the way it was 15 years ago.
That's impossible to disagree with. Of course, it can't be. But there's two elements
which really gets into the whole notion of privacy.
Yeah.
That, you know, there are a lot of people who believe that privacy is just going to go away.
Yeah.
That everybody talks about a right to privacy, which has been kind of a sacrosanct thing. You know, that has been interpreted to be part of the Constitution.
Yeah.
And, I think because of the digital age,
yeah,
it's just gone away.
I agree with you. I mean, the digital age has brought new issues of privacy up that we never even thought about before. Because the biggest thing is, once something is out, it's out forever. It's impossible to claw back.
Right.
It's not back in the day where you could enjoin someone, you get an order stopping them from disclosing something. Once disclosed once, it's
out.
Forever out.
It's out.
But there are two elements of wrong to this. Number one, exploiting his wife in this way, terrible. Number two, subjecting the Adidas employees to this too, because he's a man of tremendous power and influence within Adidas. And when you have that sort of influence, you know, as high as it gets, right? You're the number one spokesperson. You're worth hundreds of millions of dollars to this company. And then you start doing this, it makes the employees feel really, really uncomfortable, which is why they wrote the very sort of profound title. They wrote this open letter called The Truth About Yeezy, A Call to Action for Adidas Leadership. And they outlined the abhorrent behavior of Kanye. I mean, just how uncomfortable that must have been for the employees.
Is there another level because she's so famous? The reason I say it is this. The reason I say it is this. That if this were Joe Blow that put a picture of Jane Doe out that he had even was married to, but nobody knows who Jane Doe is.
Yeah.
It comes and it goes, and nobody does anything about it because nobody knows Jane Doe.
Yeah.
If you do it with somebody really famous, and again, it's all bad. But there's a long tail to that where, you know, all of a sudden, it's not that I saw this picture and I forgot it. It's that you tell a friend, I just saw a picture of this famous person,
yeah,
and you describe it in great detail. It has a longer, more vibrant life than if it's somebody that nobody knows.
Sure. When you're showing pictures of the most famous person in the world, Kim Kardashian, arguably, it definitely has a different impact, right? I mean, in some ways, we've seen Kim Kardashian naked before, so depending on what was in the photos, it may not have been that new. And again, it may have been a photo shoot photo, in which case I think it is a slightly different equation. Not entirely different, but slightly different. But the fact that she is so famous that we've seen her in hundreds of thousands of photographs that she's taken over the years, some of which have been completely nude, I think it changes it somewhat. But ultimately, it still really makes you feel uncomfortable when you
see
it.
She has not said anything yet, but man, she must be.
I don't know. So this is where I wanted to go with this. If she's upset by this, and let's assume for a second that she was unaware of it.
Why would she not be upset?
And she's terribly upset by it. This at some point, does the equation change for her, right? When she's been so magnanimous, she has not said a bad word about him.
It's only about the kids now. Yeah. All it's about is the kids.
But is him being around the kids in the best interest of the kids now? I mean, you have to ask the question at some point.
Oh, I think she's asked that question.
Yeah.
And they have not resolved that yet. They haven't resolved custody. And, you know, the fact is he loves his kids. He wants to be around his kids. And Kim wants that to a point.
Yeah.
And now the question is, where is that line for her? And I don't think she's necessarily drawn it yet, but this has got to be, look, this, the anti-Semitic stuff, putting the name of the school out, things he said when he was running for president, there is a lot. And that's only the stuff we know.
Yeah.
That's only the stuff we know.
I have to tell you, you know, we've there's this presumption, and it's a good one in the law and in society, that having both parents in the kid's life is a good thing for the kid. And courts bend over backwards to make sure that happens. I'm not sure, based on what we've seen from the outside looking in, that that is still a good thing. I would not trust Kanye, given everything we've seen, including this, these photographs, that showing them to the staffers, that it's okay to have him around the kids.
So on December 14th, there is a trial. If they settle, which I'm told there is a belief they're still going to settle this thing.
Yep.
But if they don't, it will be really interesting to see what Laura Wasser, the lawyer for Kim Kardashian, what she is going to do in court. Because, you know, my understanding with some knowledge here is that right now they're going to try to figure out some kind of a custody arrangement. But if it ends up going to trial, it will be really interesting, especially if there's a dispute, if Laura just unleashes and says, here are all the things he's done, laying them out to the judge, and then saying, whatever, supervised visitation, limited visitation, whatever it is, she could lay out a case, and it would be really interesting the way the judge receives it.
And complicating that, of course, is that he has refused to show up to anything relating to the trial at all.
Which may be the trial itself. He won't show up.
I have to tell you, you know, he just missed, what was it, 2 days ago?
Yep.
He missed a deposition. There's another one scheduled for November
29th. He's not going to show up for that.
He's not going to show up for that. Then December
14th
is the trial. Why do we think he's gone through? He has an attorney now representing him, but he's
he may
gone
not show up for the trial.
Attorneys he's fired.
All I'm saying is, if there is any dispute on the table as to what should happen with custody, Laura Wasser has a lot of ammo.
Let me ask you a question. I haven't seen this before, where one of the two parties to the parents does not show up for the trial that's at which custody and other issues are going to be discussed. I suppose that typically when somebody doesn't show up for trial, a default judgment's entered against them, and the other party gets everything they want.
This is different.
But this is different because the interest is not for the party, it's for the kids.
Yeah, the guiding light for the judge is best interests of the children in this case. And that doesn't mean that the party who shows gets exactly what he or she wants because the other doesn't. The judge is going to still have to listen to that party, and you're only getting one side. And that does skew it for sure.
Yeah.
But the judge doesn't have to say, I'm just going to give you what you want. It's not the way it works.
Although in this case, you would have to expect, given what Kanye's his antics, which they can present to the judge, and given that he hasn't shown up, and given that she is by all accounts a fantastic parent and can clearly in every respect parent all four kids, I would think the judge would be in a position to say, unless, you know, I'm going to have Kanye show cause why he should be allowed into custody. If not, and until that happens, Kim gets sole physical and legal custody.
Well, he could do that.
He could. I'm sorry. I'm in the universe where he doesn't show up and he doesn't make it.
I still think what's going to happen is that Laura Wasser will present the case.
Yeah.
And then the judge is going to have to say, look, I don't have the other side from Kanye, and I can't guess as to what Kanye is saying. We don't know what Kim's going to ask for. She may say, I want primary physical custody. He gets visitation. She may say supervised visitation. Honestly, I'd be shocked at this point if it wasn't supervised. But it's going to be up to the judge based on best interest. If I were Kanye's lawyer, thank God I'm not, but if I were Kanye's lawyer, I would call him up and say, dude, there is so much at risk here, because if you don't show and present your side, we don't know what she's going to do, but she has the ammo to make it so that you may not even get visitation. So if you really care about your kids, you need to show up in court, because if you don't, you could end up with nothing. And maybe that is the only thing that could get him into the courtroom.
I'm not sure, Harvey, that he has the mental capacity to show up in court right now. I really don't. I think it's overwhelming for him. I've dealt with people with mental illness before, and one of the things you see is overwhelmed by complicated matters. And I think that he is completely overwhelmed by this. And I don't know if there's anybody who can talk sense into him. Much like Michael Jackson's attorneys back in the day when he was in the molestation trial, they had to drag him, literally drag him in his pajamas into court because the judge was so upset with
but
him.
But I covered that case. He was always there. He was always there.
The big mourning.
A lot of health issues. He had drug addiction issues. There were a lot of things going on at the time.
Yeah.
But even with all that, he showed up in court. Kanye is not engaging.
Yeah.
We are going to follow this, obviously. We have a lot of information on this. So keep listening to the podcast. We'll see you. Have a good Thanksgiving, everybody.